Big up to Smokey J.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Doc PLC.
Yeah.
Sweetness. Renegade.
Yeah.
Drill.
Yeah. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Bears,
brews, and the bros.
Yeah,
bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with a shoe with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with a shoe with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Yeah, get paid. Going against the grain. Push your hard line. Like Renegade. Page and Doc. Time to operate. Nothing sweet when the sweetness debate. Yeah, yeah, you know the drill. Stack more paper. Major players. Led by the fornicator. Smoking Jay. He fucking the game up. Came up. Dropping fire since day one. Yeah, it's boozing the bros. From where they shoot with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, boozing the bros. From where they shoot with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks.
Yeah,
bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Tap in, be sure to subscribe. Smash that like button. Drop a comment. Yeah.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. It's your boy, Smoking Jay, up in the building with my brother, Sweetness. Today, we are going to recap the Bears-Browns game, bro. We're gonna let it all out, man. We're not going to – there ain't nothing really to sugarcoat, man. We're going to dive right in. 26-6, you know, Chicago, you know, we made a trip to Cleveland. We knew it was going to be a tough game. But I don't think none of us expected to see what we saw on Sunday, bro. But let's just go ahead, man. Just in a vacuum, real quick, your rapid reactions and your takeaways from this game. If there's any good, let the good out. But just go ahead, bro.
Yeah, you nailed it. If there's any good, I mean, there's not really much good to take away from here. I mean, I guess the only thing is Matt Nagy's probably one step closer to getting the hell out of town. But other than that, honestly, man, it was bad from the jump. It's a complete debacle of a game from front to back, man. I mean, I got a few stats here. I don't know if you just want to give your little overall, because I just
go ahead. Just real quick, just whatever. And then we could dive into the stats on the next go real quick.
Yeah, obviously you want me to bring these up right now?
Oh, I was just saying this quick rapid reaction, and then we could dive into the stats, right after.
Reaction just all the way bad. Horrible game called by Nagy. Justin Fields was running for his life. I mean, no adjustments. I mean, we could go down the line right now, but no bright spots, really. We barely did anything. There's not much to talk about. I mean, we looked like a team that was out-coached, out-talented. Like, it's just it's not a good look, man. And it's not a good look for Justin Fields. It's a bad spot for him. They put him in a really bad place. So I'm taking that with a grain of salt as far as my view on Justin Fields. I will take that game with a grain of salt when it comes to him. But, yeah, bro.
I mean, for me, real quick, you know, our defense did great. Our defense kept us in the game for as long as they could. At the end, you know, they kind of just gave out. But what do you expect? For three quarters plus, we held this team to one touchdown. We held them to 13 points. And we couldn't get the job done. I think the defense, you know, we've been talking about how We need to make sure our offense catches up to our defense ASAP before our defense is gone. You know, this year, you know, Bobby Quinn actually wants to step up, and he has been. You know, he's been doing his thing. Mac has been doing his thing. Hicks, like, the whole defense doing their thing. And it's like, to see what happened on Sunday, the level of incompetence, bro. Like, it's just reached a new low, right? Like, it's a new low. And we never, I don't think I've ever felt like this about a coach, like Matt Nagy. And I guess we'll start there, you know. Matt Nagy, he had everybody fooled. He's fooled everybody. He fooled Ryan Pace, which isn't that hard to do. He fooled this whole organization. He fooled the city of Chicago. You know, he's an offensive guru, but our team has consistently been bottom five in almost all the major offensive statistical categories. Like, it's just, it comes a point in time where you got to make a change of some sorts. And I don't think that Ryan Pace has the balls to do it. And I don't think that the McCaskies have the balls to do it. So being realistic, what change do I want or expect to come? I don't expect him getting fired, even though that's something we said should have been done a long time ago. But I do expect, or I do hope, that he steps down for the play calling. That has to happen. This guy got mad last week when one of the reporters said, oh, who's going to be starting? And he's like, oh, I can't talk about that right now because that's going to give away scheme. What scheme, bro? What did, Brody, what did you see different from the game plan that he lays out for Andy Dalton or a Mitch Trubisky or a Nick Foles? Like, what scheme is he talking about? It's the same horse shit that we see week in and week out with these weak-ass quarterbacks. Then you get the most talented quarterback we've ever had in franchise history, and you roll out the same bullshit-ass plays. I mean, I don't know. As far as Matt Nagy goes, play calling needs to be taken away. That's where I'm at with Matt Nagy. Is you could go ahead and add on to that.
Yeah, no, I got that at the top of my list. Nagy, like you said, if the dude's not going to get out of town, like you said, then, you know, give up the play calling, bro. I mean, that needs to happen. That has to happen. So, yeah, we saw Lazor come in last year and be able to try to patch things up a little bit. And he did it. He did an all right job. Anything over what Nagy's doing right now. So, I mean, that's at the top of my list is get him off the mic, get him off the play calling, because, you know, it's going to be real easy for him to ruin Justin Fields' rookie season if he continues to call this type of shit. So, yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was on Twitter and I put up a post about, or a quick little tweet about how Justin Tucker kicked a 66-yard field goal.
Right.
And I was like, man, congrats to him. Excuse me. And then I was like, Bears only had 47 yards of total offense today. How crazy is that? This kicker broke an NFL record. And while he broke that record, that was 19 more yards than our whole offense did during this whole game. It's pretty crazy when you dive into the numbers, too. Fields had 20 pass attempts. I was listening to the radio earlier today. They said out of those 20 pass attempts, only twice, it might have been three times, but it was no more than three. Two or three times out of those 20 attempts, did we have an extra help for the line when it comes to blocking? Like, are you kidding me? Like, we saw from the beginning of the game, we saw what was going to happen. And anyone that was watching this game, we were all waiting for it. When are you going to slide protection? When are you going to throw a tight end or two out there? When are we going to see the design plays for Justin Field, design run plays? And I don't know if you heard or not, bro, but Matt Nagy came out and he said, well, you know, they took a lot of things away from us and we couldn't do what we wanted to do because they knew what was going to come. Like, they knew what was going to happen. Like, that's why we couldn't play our plays. It's like, bro, like, so you force Fields to stay in the pocket when it was collapsing all day? Like, that was the better alternative? I don't get it. It just, it don't make no sense at all. The game planning was horrible. It was straight garbage. Monty only 10 carries. Like I said, Fields only had six completions, got sacked nine times. it's just crazy to me, man. Crazy to me that still to this day, Nagy still has this job. I don't know.
Yeah. After stat that you said about the two times that we put extra blockers, I mean, you're on point with that. I had one here. It's basically the same stat. So he drops back 20 times, and 13 out of those 20 times, there were five offensive linemen there. So more than half the time, there were only, you know what I'm saying? More than half the time, we only had five people protecting him.
Damn near and 75% of the time.
Right. And that's, you know, lack of adjusting. That's kind of being careless. That's being selfish because you want to continue to do it your way and it's not working and you're not adjusting to it because you're trying to hammer it down. And honestly, man, when you can't make a change in the NFL, man, it's going to be short lived, bro. So, and that's where I mean, dude, a total of 6 first downs in the game compared to the Browns at 26. 20 minutes of time of possession compared to 40 for Cleveland.
Shoot.
They owned us 1 for 11 on third down. That's just the surface. That's literally just the numbers. That's the surface. But we saw what's going on. These numbers make it look a little better than what we actually saw. And that's fucking sad. Because what the real problem is Nagy. And the way that it happened was horrible, man. No adjustments, poor game planning, no type of blocking schemes. You're not gonna survive.
No like creativity. Like there was nothing. The best play of this game was that ball that Fields threw down the field, and A-Rob got a penalty on, or drew a penalty on. That was it. Other than that we had nothing. And then Nagy wants to say, well, they took Fields out because they knew what we were gonna run. Did you guys not know what the Browns are going to do? Does everybody here in Chicago not know what the Browns want to do? Knowing that head coach in Stefanski coming from Minnesota and what Minnesota does to us. Do we not know what they're going to do? They ran. They had 215 rushing yards. We couldn't stop them. Why? Because they trust in their players and they trust in their scheme. That's why. He does not trust in Fields yet. Definitely not. He definitely doesn't believe in his scheme. His scheme is garbage. It's proven that it's hot garbage. That is a fact. Now what you got to do is build around what you got or play to the strengths of what you got. And we definitely didn't do that at all.
We heard him talking about that all the time. And you brought it up to me yesterday, how he did that with Trubisky because his you know, his skill set wasn't built like everyone else's. So you had to cater to his gameplay, to his style of play. So he tried to do that. He tried to maximize Trubisky's skill set, right? RPOs, you know, get him out of the pocket, bootleg here and there, give him some space, get him out in space. Look, man, Justin Fields does that on a million times higher scale than Trubisky ever will. So where did that playbook go? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't get it. If you're trying, you should cater to anybody's abilities regardless. I know, I understand you have to do it with Trubisky even more because he just sucked. But, you know, Justin Fields doesn't suck, bro. And
you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy is, like, now I start questioning things. Like, don't get me wrong. I still don't believe in Mitch. I don't think Mitch was ever going to be that franchise changing quarterback. But at the same time, I'm starting to think about it like, man, you know what? With another coach, maybe we could have won some games. Like, he did flash. And again, I don't think Mitch is nothing special. I think if you have a good enough offense, you could disguise your deficiencies and you could cater to your player's strengths. And that's something that Nagy has proven that he can't do.
It's starting to remind me of someone, and I don't even want to go there. Googly-eyed Gase, bro. And if you're going to ruin everything you touch, I need you to get the fuck out of here. I mean, we've seen it. Gase ruining people and them going to other teams and thriving in a different system or whatever the case. We've seen it a lot. There's a lot of examples of it. I'm not going to go down the list, but we all know. So, yeah. Matt Nagy is making life real hard for the Bears and anyone that believed in him right now. So, you know, Imagine ruining Justin Fields. That means you ruined the whole team. You're ruining A-Rob. You're ruining Monty.
Yep.
And, you know, so.
The kid had pressure the whole game. 9 sacks. All right. 9 sacks in his game. Not even just that, man. Like I was telling you, I saw a stat. It was kind of crazy. I think it was 1.1 yards per attempt or something like that, that the Bears had. It's like the second worst in the last century in the NFL. Like for an offense, it's like, what the fuck? What's going on, bro? 1.1, second fewest in the NFL game this century. Wow. And this guy is the offensive guru. Like, he's definitely not that, man. I mean, Cleveland gave it to us. A good win by y'all. Y'all did your thing. But I think this is more a reflection of Nagy. I think the problems are real in Chicago. I think his job is on the line. And I think if there's ever going to be a coach that might get fired mid-season or even before, I think Nagy is legit the first coach that should happen to. Like I know McCaskey's are known for not doing that, but I think he's got to be up there. I've been hearing more and more, like, people are like, oh, well, if you fire him, who's going to take over? And I know they got this guy. He's a defensive advisor, or he's an advisor, Mike Pettin. And he's a name that keeps coming up more and more and more. And he's a defensive type of guy.
Where is he from? I remember him.
He came from Green Bay.
Okay.
Came from Green Bay. And he's a former head coach, you know, coordinator. He's been in the game for a long time. And it was kind of weird that the Bears did end up, you know, signing him or whatever. And yeah, he's a defensive assistant. He was a head coach for the Browns for a couple of years.
Yeah, the ball dude.
Yep.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Defensive coordinator for the Bills, Jets, the and Packers. Dude. Yeah.
Not another baldy.
Hey, but you know what, man? At the end of the day, there's a change that's coming. Yeah. And there's no way you could leave a head coach in charge who doesn't know how to get the best out of his players. And actually has proven that he's really good at putting his players in bad spots.
Yeah,
I mean, it's proven that he does that. That's actually what he's good at, which is a big fucking problem. We know that.
Let's move forward to week four.
In a nutshell, this game, are we surprised that the Bears lost? No, we're not surprised that they lost. I think we're more surprised in the fact that the way the Bears looked with Fields on our center was deflating, bro. It was like a knockout punch type thing. It's like, boom, like, y'all motherfuckers don't got shit in Chicago. Like that, yeah. That was like a, like, then I take a step back and I'm like, you know, I think I see what's going on here. And one thing is, like, is Nagy really, he knows his job is on the line, and that's the best game plan you could come up with. I don't know, man. It's fishy, bro. I don't know. And now they're talking about that Nick Foles could possibly start versus Detroit, which is going to lead up into Detroit. Now, they're saying all three quarterbacks are in play, depending on the severity of injuries with Dalton, Fields. So Foles will be in play. Nagy said that today. So, yeah, let's talk about the Lions and how you feel about that little news right there.
Yeah, I mean, the news of the we don't know who's going to start. It's Foles. It's Justin Fields, it's Dalton, depending on how he feels. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Matt Nagy has no clue what the fuck's going on. I don't know if Justin Fields is banged up.
They said he's good. X-rays came out negative, so he should be good to start.
Yeah, and I think that maybe – I hope that's the only reason that he wanted to go that route and say that everyone is available and that he doesn't know. If it's for any other reason – it's just Nagy doing Nagy shit. But let's move on to the Lions now. They're feisty. They're giving a lot of people problems, fighting to the end.
0-3 so far, but like you said,
in games where they're not going away. I mean, with San Francisco, probably the outlier right there. But they got busted up and they came back. They made it really interesting. You know, Niners fans were holding on to their shit, but. You know, after that, they played the Ravens tight. We saw that record-breaking field goal. I forget who they played, the Packers. They did them a little nice right there. But to go at the Ravens like that, and the Ravens just came off of beating the Chiefs. So you got the Lions over there keeping up down to the last second of the game. This ain't no walk in the park, man. You better come strapped because those guys ain't got nothing to lose. And, you know, I say, what's the word? There's nothing worse than you know, going at it with somebody that ain't got shit to lose. And that's exactly who the Lions are. They got a chip on their shoulder every week. I'm actually starting to fuck with the coach over there too, man. He's got some spunk to him and shit like that. But, you know,
Campbell,
it's a game.
Campbell, right?
Yeah. It's a game I expect us to win nonetheless. But we can't sit up here and act like.
Can we say that confident?
Confidently? No.
I don't think this is a game I expect us to win. Not at all, bro. Like, I think this game right here, Lions visiting us in Chicago, I think this game is going to if Fields starts, it's going to be interesting to see who's calling plays first off.
Yeah, that's the one.
If Nagy's not calling plays, I think we're going to have a hell of a fucking game. I think we're going to see Fields way differently. Like, it's going to be night and day from what we saw in week 3 versus what we're going to see in week 4. So we're hoping that, you know, this guy, Bill Lazor. Hopefully he is the one calling the plays. That's when we had the most success last year. And that's what we need this year. We need somebody else to be in charge of that. Nagy, just do something else. Just fucking stay away from the offense.
Just be a locker room guy.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's all we need him to be. So, you know, over there, Detroit, they got Jared Goff, who's not doing bad, 801 yards, 5 touchdowns. DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams, a nice 1-2 punch. Hockenson, the tight end. And that's the offense right there, man. That's really it, man. Their receivers are banged up. Tyrell Williams is banged up. He's supposed to be there. That was supposed to be their main guy or whatever. So, yeah, man, I think this is a game. It's winnable for sure. We're at home. Right now it's -3 towards the Bears, but this is a game. I'm not betting in this game. I'm staying away from this one. I really don't know what to expect from the Bears. What do you got? How do we win this game? I mean, honestly, like, what do we do here?
Well, I feel like, we just got a reality check, put in a really bad spot by our head coach. I think the guys are, you know, they're definitely going to take this one heavily. They're already, you know, we forgot about it, right? Granted, it was just yesterday. But this is a game that it makes the real dudes come out the next time around. So, you know, I think this last game, the ass whooping we just took from Cleveland, is going to be very telling to see who gets back up after getting, you know, punched in the mouth like that. Because you don't lose like that. You know, it's a proud organization. That only takes you so far. But, like I said, I expect some of these guys to get on their, you know what I'm saying, to get on their shit and strap up, because you don't take that type of ass whooping and then come back and, you know, lose to a team that you're a favorite against or whatever. I mean, let's just get one thing out the way. The Lions are the Lions, not the most talented group of dudes. Now, do they got some spunk and some feistiness to them? Of course, but that can only take you so far. You're right about not expecting to win. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we lose. That's the real thing here. I think we should win. That's all I'm saying.
We should win.
The talent level, yeah. I think that's on our side.
Our defense.
Our defense should be able to. I don't like Jared Goff. I still don't think he's that
How
guy.
How about our coaching?
I want to see the change. I mean,
I think that's the thing. I think it's gotten to a point where now we realize what the problem is. What the problem has been.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time where we see Nagy do this before, where he takes play calling away from himself. I hope he does it again. He said that everything's on the table today. That's what he said. So
Dan Orlovsky or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
You heard that, right? He's on ESPN.
Go ahead.
He's on ESPN and he's like, oh yeah, I want FaceTime right now. I want camera time. He looks into the camera and says, yeah, Matt Nagy should get fired, like off top. So, I mean, everyone sees it. It's on ESPN everywhere.
They're a little late. I mean, we've been saying this. Yeah. We've been saying this, but you know what?
The one thing I don't want is for them to keep Nagy on play calling, and we go out there and we run through the Lions, and then we act like we're those dudes, because it wouldn't even be a real statement to me. I want Laser in there. I want him to sit there, call the plays, and embarrass.
There's got to be a change. There's no way you go into this game with no type of changes. There has to be a change. I really hope I don't see Nick Foles out there and let that be the change. That better not be it. That's a huge problem. You're smoking crack if you're starting Foles over Fields, like straight up. Like that, you're out of your mind.
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you.
So to sit there and say that Fields isn't ready for this or that or this or that, like, stop treating him like that. He's not that. Whatever Mitch, you know, residue is still there on Nagy, like, about, you know, trying to work with a young QB. This is a different guy. Don't do that. Take the training wheels off a little bit at a time, but give the guy some help and let's get some creativity in this. Because if we don't, we're going to be, like we always are, hurting for points. And there's only so much our defense can do. So I think this is going to be we're going to hold the Lions down to maybe around 16 to 19. It's going to be under 20, I think. But the real question is, how many points are we going to be able to score? And this team, like, you should be able to put up some points on them. There's really no excuse, man. So I want to see heavy Monty, heavy RPO, and a plenty of design plays for Fields, man. Get him some confidence, man. Like, come on, let's go.
I'm 100% with you, man. And I think as soon as we make the play calling change to Bill Lazor, we'll be able to see some of these guys, you know, be actually able to produce at their potential, man. But for the time being, you know, we want to see that. We want to hear that maybe as soon as tomorrow morning, an announcement that Bill Lazor is going to take over play calling. But that's where it all stands for me, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. There's got to be a change made. Hopefully it is Lazor taking over play calling. That's what we're hoping for. You know, we're being realistic about this. Yeah, we want Nagy gone. We wanted him gone in the offseason. We wanted Pace gone too. Pace is another guy who is to blame, because we don't have our starting left tackle from last year no more. We don't have our starting right tackle from last year no more. And Leno and Massey. Then you trade up and you get a injured O-lineman that you knew. You stated that you knew about the injury. He's gone. Then you sign Peters, who's 40 years old, who can't block, who's crawling and flipping on the floor, trying to stop Myles Garrett. It was just embarrassing. Like it's just, we got to do better. We got to do better, man.
I'm not even mad at Peters. Not mad at him.
This is all reflection of upper management when it comes to Pace and roster construction. But then it's Nagy. What do you do with that roster? You got to understand where you have your strengths and your weaknesses, and wherever you're weak, you help. And we didn't see none of that at all. So creativity, Nagy's a bum. Get your head out of your fucking ass. And we need to see some changes ASAP, or else. I mean, honestly, I think Nagy's on his way out, but we'll see what happens with Detroit. This is a must win. This is a must win game. Like, hands down, this is a must win game. And if we don't win this game, I'm going to be real curious to see what it was. What was it? What was the reason why? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Is it on special teams? Is it on? I don't think it's going to be on defense. I think it would have to do something. Have to be something with the offense.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens, though, bro. But that's it, man. That's what we got for the Bears recap. A little bit of a preview versus the Lions. I know we're all pissed, all of us. I know we all, you know, want to see the Bears do better. But, you know, we got to be real right now. And the head coach, he's really hurting this team. So that's where we're at with it, man. For Sweetness over there, it's your boy Smoking J. We'll catch you guys at the next one. We are dropping a waiver wire episode for all of you guys still managing your fantasy team. So we're going to make sure you guys get your rosters right. So catch you guys at the next one. Bear down, baby.
Peace.